Welcome to the Market Maker Podcast, hosted by me, Anthony Chung, where every Friday I talk to a member of the team about what happened in markets this week. From macro themes and single stock news to cryptocurrencies and careers in finance, our aim is simple: to make finance interesting and easy to understand for everyone. So let's get to it. Hello and welcome to this career-related session. Really, I'm doing this for two reasons. One, Piers is away. He's still on tour at the moment, seeing various clients, so he's unavailable. And two, earlier this week, I was at Deutsche Bank and I met some of their spring week interns. And over the coming weeks, it is spring week season, so I'm going to be visiting a few others like UBS, MS, and so on. And I just thought that after I delivered my session, I had a number of questions from the students. And obviously, I only had an allotted period of time. And I thought what could be useful, not just for them, but for a wider audience, is what are 10 kind of tips or words of advice that I could give through my years of interaction with students, from having hired as well in my previous job interns and having had them on the desk. What would I tell them would be ways and means to make the most impact on your spring week? But I think a lot of these rules that I'll cover could also be applied to things like summer internship and even the grad positions as well, because they're fairly universal in what they cover. So I'm going to run through top 10 things that I think can help your experience and your employability and your personal development, both personally and professionally going forward. So let's dive in with number one. Number one being curiosity. Ask questions, seek insights. You essentially want to be embracing every opportunity as a moment to learn. Spring weeks are great because they're your chance to explore the world of finance. So you want to go in with the mindset of soaking up as much knowledge as you can. And yeah, be curious about people. They could be your peers. They could be the people that you meet in panel discussions. Be curious about products, about financial terminology that you hear. Curiosity is a number one kind of skill set or characteristic that will serve you well throughout your entire career, not just in a spring week experience. Number two, network, network, and network. Connecting with professionals, fellow interns, alumni. Networking isn't just about collecting contacts, of course. It's about building meaningful relationships that could shape your future career. And one of the things I think is really important is it's not just to try and connect on things like LinkedIn with people on desks that you meet who might be traders, analysts, associates, or even MDs and so on. That's all great, but don't forget to connect with your peer group and also really try to cultivate and establish relationships with the HR and recruiting teams. Remember, they largely are the gatekeepers, and if they like you and you can get on with them very well, then that's going to be beneficial to you in terms of their preference on the candidates when there's a very large cohort. So don't just treat people in your desired role that you might want to do with seniority in the future as they are the only people that matter. Try to treat everyone like they matter. And that way, irrespective of their seniority, they'll feel like you really care about them and investment in that relationship. All right, number three. Show initiative. Don't wait for opportunities to come to you. Be proactive. So you could volunteer for projects, offer your assistance, demonstrate your willingness to contribute. You know, such as when you start working full-time in the future, a lot of the onus on analysts is on themselves to learn and teach themselves. You will, of course, in a big financial institution, be part of a structured framework of training and mentorship programs, but a lot of the learning actually comes down to you. So you've got to go away, ask appropriate questions, ask them of the right people at the right time. You know, don't interrupt people if they're working on a markets role just when something really important is going to happen. You know, you need to show initiative. And I think you can show initiative in lots of different ways. I mean, one great example I once spoke to a student was he was working on a very specific desk covering equities in a certain sector. And what he did was he heard some of the types of companies that were being discussed on the desk, went away and actually went on and found some available resources that were tied to, I think it was NASA or aerodynamic technology and things of that nature, so aeronautics. And he actually presented a website and resource that the people on the desk hadn't come across before. So just by taking it upon themselves, again, being curious about what's going on, and just thinking that, right, yes, I don't know a great deal right now, but what can I do to add value and save people time, essentially? That's how you can become very useful very quickly and obviously very memorable. Okay, next one, number four, stay flexible. The world of finance indeed does move fast, and so should you. So be adaptable and open to new experiences and ready to pivot when necessary. I think certainly in spring weeks at that stage, you're still in a bit of a fact finding mission. A lot of the students indeed that I spoke to at Deutsche early in the week were of a cohort where they're still a little bit undecided and they're looking to hear from different divisions within the business to then choose their kind of chosen track. So I think, it's really important that don't put too much pressure on yourself to just nail it and get it right straight from the off. A number of people, ultimately will have to feel and live some of these roles first, which is the whole benefit of doing things like internships and work experiences, so that you can make a more informed decision then thereafter. But even when you're a grad and you land in your first role, if you go ahead in the future in 20 years, I can almost guarantee that none of you will be in the same role of that of which you started. There will probably be some slight deviation in that path for whatever reason. So stay flexible. All right. The other thing is take notes. Number five, whether it's during presentations, meetings, casual conversations, try to jot down key points and insights. These notes don't need to be extensive, just the things that really stick out to you, because these notes are going to be invaluable for your learning and future reference. Two, I think, helpful points on this regard is one, use ChatGPT. When I started in markets back in what 2006, I used to do this process. I'd take notes. I'd write down key things that happened in markets over different asset classes on a certain day. I would kind of flag words that I wasn't really terminology-wise that sure of on how they're applied and what they mean. And I used to go to Investopedia.com. That was my kind of Bible resource. And every day I used to physically print out one of these words I didn't know or understand. And I basically built up these big folders that still sit in my loft to this day, of which I would literally learn piece by piece. So nowadays, you have this really unlimited, super powerful resource when essentially you've got a private tutor of a high quality on hand 24/7 whenever you need it. So this is a perfect use case of where ChatGPT can be really useful for you and can accelerate your kind of learning by just getting to the point very quickly. And also deconstructing it, giving you examples, explaining it in different levels of complexity. The other thing is, point two of this is my advice around the way to learn. And what I've seen through all of the students over, the past 20 years or so that I've mentored is that there's always this feeling, I think, particularly amongst students, that you want to run before you can walk. You want to learn everything tomorrow so that you can immediately start being really good at your job. And in actuality, that's quite counterproductive. And one of the things I think I've seen work best is that you learn one thing well per day and keep that even just to the working week. The point being here is your brain is a muscle. And just like when you go to the gym, you can't just pump iron day after day after day after day. You need to give yourself some mental break. And that might be the weekend or a Saturday and most of Sunday, for example. But also trying to work out efficiently your kind of brain power in a sense of if you learn one thing very well, it's likely to stick rather than learning lots of things and very little actually staying in your mind. So the idea here is that if you are consistent and it becomes habitual, then it will compound very quickly over time, and your kind of pyramid of knowledge will be built on really strong foundations because every single piece you'll know really well. So taking notes and those processes will hopefully accelerate and improve your learning process. Number six, got to dress the part. Dress professionally and appropriately for the environment. Your attire does reflect your professionalism and the respect you have for the opportunity you've been given. And do not get me wrong, remember, this is nothing to do with brands or the quality of the outfits you're wearing, things of that nature. This is all about the fact that people are judgy. People are humans. And so naturally, they judge people on first interaction by their appearance. So, there's little things that not just your clothing, but keeping your hair in trim, keeping your facial hair nice and clean, hygiene, all these things, they all do stack up. Your goal here essentially is to try to assimilate into the environment. They need to see you as one of them, and so that you then would fit in and slot into that culture and that team. All right, number seven, seek feedback. Do not shy away from constructive criticism. If you're someone at the moment who doesn't respond well to that, well, you're going to have to adjust because a lot of roles in finance are time pressured. And so, therefore, when money matters, as does accuracy and timeliness, there's going to be a degree of criticism at some point or another. So, you have to use feedback as a tool for growth and improvement. Your willingness to learn and adapt is going to speak volumes about your character. This skill goes well beyond then just doing a spring week. That growth mindset is really key to unlocking your true potential. So ask for feedback when appropriate. And the very important thing about receiving feedback is that you digest it, you think about it, and then you make that change to improve. It's that last point that I've seen many students fail at. They're kind of aware of their critical weaknesses and they know what they should do, and yet they do not implement it. The whole point of what someone more superior to you wants to see is that upon feedback, that you take that on board and you evolve. And as long as you can evolve, people can forgive mistakes. But what they can't forgive is repeating the same mistake. All right, number eight, manage your time. With a packed schedule, time management is key. Prioritize tasks, set goals, and strive for efficiency, but important, without compromising on quality. So, this is a really important thing for your early career because you're going to be the recipient of lots of work. You're not going to be the dictator of a lot of the work. And so, while it might feel like you want to be a yes person, yes, I can get it done, I can get it done on this time, you need to be able to manage that accordingly. And it's management that comes largely through communication. So if you're not going to meet a deadline or you're not going to be able to fully do something to the quality that's necessary, then say it at the beginning and then try to manage then the hierarchy of what is the most to least important to prioritize those tasks accordingly. Another thing here might sound much smaller, but I think it's incredibly important, particularly on something like a spring week or a summer internship where it's like a prolonged interview, is to remember punctuality is super important. Your objective here is you should never be late. Don't blame the tube, plan accordingly. Get in a little bit earlier, grab a coffee before you need to start. Just don't be late. If you're given a lunch break, don't be late coming back. These are all small things, but they really make a difference because early in your career, it's really important to be reliable and consistent. The reason why is that that leads to trust, and then that leads to greater responsibility, which will then see you rise through the ranks, hopefully. Okay, number nine, two more to go. Number nine is stay engaged. So whether attending workshops, networking events, or team outings, be present and engaged. Your enthusiasm and energy will leave a lasting impression. People want to work with people that they get on with, that they feel like they want to invest their time to bring them on because they really have a hunger and a desire to want to do that job or that role, or work for that company or that project. So the other point of this is something to be aware of is that many of spring weeks and other internship opportunities have evening socials. These are important to attend. It doesn't matter if you drink alcohol, you don't, and this goes for future as well. When you start working, I always think it's important to socialize with your colleagues. And the reason why is that rapport with colleagues is more often or not better developed when you're away from the coalface, when you're off the desk, when you can just get to know someone. That's when you kind of break down those barriers. And then that can really enhance relationships then, when you know something on a little bit more of a personal level, that can actually elevate then the more kind of critical work that you're doing in a business setting. And then lastly, last but not least, have some fun. I know it's hard to say because you're probably quite nervous, particularly on something like a spring week where it's all brand new for you, perhaps being in a corporate setting. But spring week is not only about learning and networking, it's about building memories. It's about forging relationships and friendships that are both personal and professional. Now, one of the main things here, I think, that's really important to remember is try to view the people, the other students alongside you on the experience as collaborators, not competitors. Those who serve just their own interests to the disbenefit to others, they will often get ahead very early in their career, maybe at an analyst level, year one, year two. But then when you start getting higher up the ranks, and then people start to go, well, what do you like to work with? Are you a team player? Are you trustworthy? Those who've only looked out for themselves then come quickly undone at that point. And so having empathy, getting along with other people, trying to understand that, look, yes, this is a competitive environment, but if you work collaboratively and be someone that people enjoy working with, and you can bring the best out of yourself and others, you've then hit the real sweet spot. All right. So, recapping the 10 things: be curious, network, show initiative, stay flexible, take notes, dress the part, seek feedback, manage your time, stay engaged, and have fun. All right, that is it. Hope you found that useful. Plenty more kind of career-oriented sessions and podcast episodes to come. So if you did enjoy it, please do share the episode with a friend. If it can help you and help them, then we're all doing a good thing. All right, take care, and I'll see you next time.